Now, our regular listeners to this show will remember from last week when you told us that great story of Mick Malloy's joke about you. You know, you're playing golf with him. You went back to some house.
Yeah.
As I said to Mick, it always sounds like a swingers story. What your story with no? There's never women there though. It's only just men. Anyway, and you said you were going to leave, and Mick did his classic line. He said, "I got a bad feeling about this."
Yeah, I got a really bad feeling about. I got a really bad feeling about that fight. I got a really bad feeling about that. You driving home in the wet. Yeah, and, I think it's going to be bad.
I was on Mick's radio show yesterday on Triple M. Now it's just called Malloy because Jane's left. And I told that story to him, which he didn't really remember. But then once I said the punchline, which was he said that you're going to carry your funeral and the committee's going to carry out your casket during the cow walk. And that was the... That was when you said
that was the kicker. Yeah. That was when I got nothing. I'm out. You know, I'm done. It's a great line.
And he did remember when I told him. He did remember it, but up to that point, he had no memory of the conversation. But I said, "That's a classic." You've said that to me before. I've got a really bad feeling about this, and you know, everyone that worked on the show went, "Yeah, we all know he said that before to all of us." You know, to Dangerous, the anchor, and he said one time though he was doing some radio show or TV show, and he was interviewing a V8 driver and his mum, and the race was the next day. Casey Stoner, is that right? Someone, is that the right name?
I can't remember.
And he said, "Oh, the big race on tomorrow." And Mick goes, "I got a really bad feeling about this," and the mum started crying. So he goes, "You got to be careful who you say."
It's funny when you do your standard jokes, you sort of think, "Oh, everyone knows this is my standard thing that I say," and you forget that people don't. Or you just think that. I'm just trying to think of an example when I've done. I'm sure I've done it where I've made a joke and go, and then I have to go, "Oh, but I say that all the time," but it doesn't work. It does. There's no coming back. You know?
Or also in your case, where the guy said to you, "You said that last time to me."
I know.
Remember the
yeah.
Don't worry about the bill. I've paid for it.
Yeah, when I leave a restaurant, if I'm chatting to someone and they, I always go, "Anyway, don't worry about the bill. I own the restaurant." And then I move on the laugh. You get the laugh, then you move, which is a really cool move. But I tried it sometime later and I didn't realize that it was the same people. And they said, "Yeah, you said that last time."
I love a repeating joke. You know my standard one at Pilates when I get there and the instructor's not there, and there's always one woman who doesn't know me. And I always go, "Okay, ladies, I'm the instructor."
Yeah.
The look of everyone laughs.
Yeah. I did a thing on Christmas Day, which is anecdote request, where you're allowed to, like a jukebox, you can point to someone in the room and go, "Tell the story about the time." Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And Tony Martin was at the table and he told the story about Lou Richards and...
Oh, yeah, and his wife.
Yeah. I forget how the story goes, but it went for about 10 minutes and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
What story... I'm just trying to think what story I'd get you to tell if you... What story would you get me to tell if it was like anecdote request? You'd probably go for Sting. Would you go for Sting?
Sting is a good one of yours, definitely. Sting
that's
is
doing
one of
yoga.
Yours.
That's one of, for those of you.
Do yoga with Sting.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a few classics there.
Yeah.
Using Delvin Delaney's toilet. Was that her? Was it Delvin?
I did number two's in Delvin Delaney's toilet when she was doing Soul of Century, and I went to the wrong toilet. I went into her ensuite instead of going to the public one, not really, because I had only been working at Channel 9 for a short amount of time. And someone said, "The toilet's over there. Just go down to the right." And I mixed up my right to the left, and I went into an ensuite. And,
you sat on the toilet, and there was an evening gown on the back of the door. What's going on here?
And I was on the dark side of the moon at that point. There was no coming back. It was no like, "Oh, let's just finish this up now." It was like, okay, I had to finish halfway through the job. I couldn't pack up tools. What are yours? What are your classics?
You got to think of the ones that you do that I've done. Well, not showbiz ones, but the ones from my childhood, which I've told. The bomb story. The bomb story, definitely.
Yeah.
People love... The hitchhiking to Mildura to see the girl that I met on the
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in your book, isn't it?
They're both in my book. I'm thinking of the ones in my book.
Yeah.
Show business ones, I think, I'm trying to think of ones that I've done in stand-up, which I don't do anymore. Oh, the being nude with nachos in the backyard for Adam Hill show, and which was just traumatic. And the Layla Football Club, where I did the jokes about Lance Whitnall and his mum was there. That was horrific. That was another horrific story.
Well, where... I've got one, and I've been really tossing up whether to tell you or not. But I'm happy to... Because I don't want to
tell me. Because, you know, I left a function early. No, a lunch... No, we had that lunch for the comedians towards the end of last year.
Yeah.
And one of them, the comedian, said to me, oh, Glenn was bringing out some great stories. And you told the one about...
Losing an old man at the shops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
But then someone told me another one of yours, which I'd never heard, which again was a showbiz story. But I reckon with you, it's similar to anyone who's been in the business for a while. You've got these stories in the back of your head, and then something prompts it, and you go, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that story.
But you can't.
Like, you've come up on this podcast with ones that I've never heard before, like how you was a waiter at the Logies. I hadn't heard that one before.
When you'll be probably employed as a writer on my biopic after I'm dead. And you'll be a great, you can earn a lot of money out of my life because I've given this podcast, I've shared stuff that I wouldn't normally talk about in interviews. I've shared stuff that I don't know even if it would make my book. But basically, I bequeath my past to you. And
great.
I reckon maybe you should do the same to me. I'm happy to be a writer on your movie. Oh, that was lucky because I nearly went into a story then that I've been 2 miles and I don't know whether I should go into it.
Well, maybe save it for the end.
Okay, I'll save it for the end.
Why don't you start it? Why don't you start it?
And now what it is, it's a story that's sort of halfway through, but doesn't really have an ending, but you're going to see the ending come on the media very shortly, maybe around about the time this podcast comes out.
Oh.
I've knocked something back. I've knocked a gig back.
Oh.
And I don't normally like talking about things that I knock back because it seems a little arrogant, don't you think?
Yeah. But I reckon five years, I reckon time doesn't matter. Once it's all over, like say, for example, if you were offered a role in Crocodile Dundee, you could talk about it now because it's so long ago.
Okay, so does that mean I can talk about this one or I can't? Because this one only happened last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we love to hear about how you knocked back The Bachelor because Selena said, Glenn. Well, you've got a partner.
What's going to be interesting is this one you're going to see, and I think someone else will do it. Anyway, I'm building the story up. I shouldn't even be building the story up anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm very intrigued.
No,
I'm
save me. Hopefully I'll forget because I'm...
The host of Holy Moly, the new golf show on Channel 7.
No, anyway.
That's not the one I
haven't
you get...
Here's the thing. I haven't even told you off air, so you don't know what I'm talking about at this point.
No.
Sometimes off air I go, you know, we go, well, I'll tell that story, whatever. No. You haven't heard this story, and I'll be interested in your response to it. But anyway, I built it up way too big. Play the music, Sam. Do something.
Yeah, great.
Save me.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, there we go. Welcome to the podcast. Yep. And I can't wait to hear what you turned out.
Oh, no, don't. Okay, let's just downplay it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, but it's going to be in the public soon. So
yeah,
we're going to know about it.
Oh, look, as I said, I don't normally talk about this stuff, but I just this was an interesting one. Okay. Okay, two topics. Somehow related.
And you know what I'm going to say? Oh, you should have done it. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well,
who do you think you are? Remember,
were
we
very
want to
nice,
see,
and I felt bad. Anyway, shut up.
We want to see you on a cliff, as you said, with a scarf, looking wistfully into the distance. Where are my relatives from? Who do you think you are, Glenn Robbins?
Everyone in those shows, as I say, you see people on those shows, and you go, "You're wearing a scarf. You never wear a scarf." And I've never seen you walk down the beach like that. And then I've never seen you stand on a cliff and look into the middle distance. That's not
Denise
you,
Denise Scott. Denise Scott did it, and she said, you know, who so-and-so got to go to Greece and got... She went to, like, Bendigo.
Yeah, that's great.
And they put her up in a motel. She goes, I can just drive home. I don't have to stay in a motel.
Yeah.
In Bendigo.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get our topics. This is how it works. All right, here we go.
Rhubarb and kidneys.
Wow. Bit of awful.
Awful? You're not an kidneys. Awful guy, are you?
Oh, no, God, no. But, you know, we all suffered through parents who... would serve it up.
So
in,
hang on,
in the 70s.
If you were eating kidneys, what sort of would they be? Oh God, this makes me feel sick.
Steak and kidney pie.
Ugh. So what, is that sheep kidneys? Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, they might. I assume they were sheep kidneys or cow kidneys. I don't know where they came from.
Ugh.
We would have kidneys. We'd have brains on toast.
Oh, my, yeah, that brains were big, weren't they?
Tripe. Bit of tripe.
Lamb's tongue. Oh,
I think dads like them. I don't know.
Well, what was it? What's black pudding? It's blood, isn't it?
Yeah,
blood and tongue. Bone. It's bits of bone through it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, you know, I just. So I think are they talking about? So what? Let's talk about kidneys. Kidneys, blood filter of the body, yeah?
Yeah.
We've got two of them.
Mm. Yeah, you can only afford to lose one.
You can only afford to, like they did on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Didn't, yeah. What's his name?
Larry gave his kidney to his mate, his best
Lewis,
mate.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Richard, is it Richard?
Richard, yeah.
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 I mean, I'm not going to ask the question, but that would be, isn't it? I mean, you'd give up eat one of your kidneys for your kids, but you wouldn't. I mean, you draw the line, wouldn't you? You have to be compatible.
You got to be compatible. Yeah. You give one to your kids, because especially at my age or your age, our age, you know, your life's half over at least. So why not give it to a child? But, kidneys are really important, aren't they? Don't they filter stuff? Don't they? They filter stuff.
Yeah, well,
I know is when I got blood pressure tablets, because I had bad high blood pressure for a long time. I used to get headaches and migraines, and they fixed it completely. And I said, "What? How do they work?" And the doctor just goes, "Oh, it just does stuff with your kidneys." So I'm thinking, that doesn't sound good, but they definitely work.
I have a condition which apparently 20% of the population have, which is I show microscopic blood in my urine from my kidneys. Microscopic blood, not
yes.
I don't show blood. I have microscopic blood. It's got a name, micro something or other, and
micro blood in the piss.
Yeah, when I first heard when the doctor said, "Oh, you're showing blood in your urine," I thought I was dying. I thought it was dying.
Yeah, of course, it's a classic sign.
And I had to go and see.
I'm a specialist. I remember working in an office in the 80s, and the old guy. One of the young guys said, "Have you stood next to Stan at the urinal? He's weeing blood."
Oh no!
Yeah, he was dead within a couple of years. He was very old. He was dead within a couple of years. Yeah, because once you start weeing blood,
people tune in for this sort of discussion. But because I had to do a test where I had to drink like liters of water and weren't allowed to urinate and had to fill up my bladder, and then they had to do an echo.
Oh,
an echo. So I was dying for a piss for about, I reckon, 2 hours. And it was...
That's painful.
Excruciating. Waiting. And then and the more, I mean, added to the fact that you're nervous about getting the thing done anyway. And it's just, it's just excruciating. You do anything to alleviate. And then you go to urinate and it comes out quite slowly for some reason. It doesn't come out in a rush.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Are you enjoying your day there at home and listening to these maybe we should,
kidneys?
Yeah. Oh, what kidneys. About kidney stones? There's another one.
Yeah.
Apparently,
how do they work?
Kidneys. Well, it's a slight little bits of coral, isn't it? Sort of thing that they used to open you up, but now they go in and they explode them. I think, and you just pass the metro. But I remember a friend of ours had it. And he said it was the worst pain ever had because as it goes through, as it's coming out.
You got to wee it out, don't you?
Yeah, as it's catching on an edge. It's like trying to crap out a bit of coral. That's what it's like. I think that's what it is. Me, I've said it. Sorry, folks. I really apologise. People are probably sitting at home, not wishing to have their day upset. What else? Kidneys.
Kidneys. They're very important. They're up there with the liver.
Yeah.
And if you had to point to them on your body, they're sort of below the stomach, aren't they?
I only know because
kidney punch.
But I think they're probably a little bit higher than you think.
Yeah.
And
they're on a certain side, aren't they? Because, you know, every time you get a pain, you think it's appendicitis. And you're like, which side is the appendicitis?
No, but they're not. But you have two kidneys, one on either side, don't you?
Oh, do you?
Don't you?
Oh, I thought they were together. Why
would you have two then? If they're together, surely they just join up and go, "Hey, let's be one kidney."
You might be right. You might be right.
I don't know. I assume we had one on either side, but God knows, I'm sure there are. We probably have somehow related doctors listening because they maybe.
Should we ask Sam?
We'll ask Sam. Sam,
what's the kidneys together or are they separate?
The kidneys are two bean-shaped organs, each about the size of a fist. They are located just below the rib cage, one on each side of your spine.
Okay.
Well, you were right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like Mother Nature. I've got another kidney. Where will I put it? I'll put it over next to the other one. No, that's ridiculous.
Something because I thought they were together, but obviously no. They're like wings, kind of. I assume.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Our kidney wings. How important are they? Very important. So, I'm happy for them.
I don't know what else.
And a kidney punch really hurts, doesn't it?
Really, I've never had a kidney punch. I've had a punch to the solar plexus, that stopped me.
Punch to the head.
I had a punch to the head. I mean, this is when I did martial arts when I was, pretty
sure.
A tough guy. Let's
talk about rhubarb.
Yeah, let's talk about rhubarb.
Let's
because we've upset people enough.
When was the last time you ate rhubarb?
Well, I think I've got to say, was it in a muffin? Can you get rhubarb in a muffin?
Yes. It's often that red.
Red. I know that thing. The redder they are, the sweeter the rhubarb.
It's stalks,
isn't it? There's leaves and there's stalks.
Yeah, you eat the stalks. I think the leaves can be poisonous.
The leaves can be poisonous.
I might be making that up.
Yeah, but I think you're actually right. I think there is some sort of poison element in there. Rhubarb. I don't know whether this is true or not. Maybe it's in the old movies. But when you were in the movies and you're an extra and they wanted to make you...
Oh, yeah.
That was the word you said, wasn't it?
Rhubarb.
It's sort of
still used a bit like yada, 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 isn't it? Yada, yada, yada replaced rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Rhubarb, rhubarb,
when people crap on, you just go, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Well, I reckon I ate rhubarb 2 weeks ago.
I bet you it was a crumble. I reckon it was rhubarb pie.
Yes.
Did you make it?
No. Yes. What happens is that Glennis up the road from mum and dad grows it. And so she gives it to mum and dad, but they have a fair bit of it, but then they get sick of it and they give it to me. And I stew it up with some apple.
Oh, divine.
Bit of cinnamon, lemon juice.
So a bit of apple and you bake it with the crumble on top. And then let me go, don't tell me. Cream, ice cream, custard, or all three?
Nah, ice cream normally.
Just ice cream?
Yeah, vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
But rhubarb gives a good tang to the It dissolves pretty quickly though. Rhubarb into the apple, it gets all that stringy kind of glutinous look to it. But it is nice.
Well, really nice. Here's a question: is it a fruit or a vegetable?
I'd say it's fruit.
I'd say it's a vegetable.
Oh,
yeah. I'm only looking at the way it grows. I don't think fruit grows because it comes out of the ground like a vegetable, doesn't it?
Like celery, yeah. It looks like celery, doesn't
Sam?
It? Hang on, Sam.
Sam. is rhubarb a fruit? Have a go at home. Have a go at home and see how you...
Get the kids gathered around.
Gathered around. Kids. Hey, kids. Yeah, this is why... If you're on public transport, go, listen up, everybody. I'm listening to a podcast. Who votes that rhubarb is a vegetable? Who votes that rhubarb is a fruit?
Let's see.
Rhubarb is a vegetable, but it is often prepared or combined with fruit for desserts.
Wow. You're right again.
So to all the people...
You're having a good run.
Oh, well, these things happen. I've got two kidneys, and I know that rhubarb is a vegetable. Next time I go out somewhere, I'm opening it with that. We talk about...
Well...
There's my story. There's my story for my next anecdote. Hey, Glenn, tell us about rhubarb.
No, next time you're playing golf with Mick Malloy, you're at that house having drinks, and you start about rhubarb, he'll go, I think you should leave, Glenn. Start making your way home. Well, fruit has seeds, apparently. Tomato, you think a tomato is a fruit. We always think tomato's a vegetable because it's to do with the seeds. Banana have seeds in them.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
Oh, that's interesting.
Apples. Yeah. Peaches, pears. But rhubarb has no seeds. Okay. Well, I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna remember that. But no, rhubarb is a good vegetable. I like it.
It's a sweet vegetable. Yeah, it's sweet. It does its job. It seems like it's a dance partner. It's one of those fruits that you go, rhubarb, do you mind if I put you with a bit of apple? Rhubarb goes, no problem at all. Well, I bring it on. See? I welcome it. Yep.
Do you see what you did there?
What?
You just called it a fruit.
But hang on. But I'm not saying it's a fruit. I'm saying it's a even better. It's a vegetable that works with fruit. Oh, now that's huge. Tell me another vegetable that works with a fruit.
Oh, God.
Come on, Matt Preston. Come on, Blair.
Carrot.
Come on.
Carrot.
Because carrot.
You have carrot with cucumber, carrot cake, pumpkin.
Pumpkin with a fruit.
Well, I'm just thinking of pumpkin pie, but I'm going back to carrot.
Carrot with the tomato. Dance partner with what? Carrot, but they're both vegetables. I'm talking about a fruit.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Oh, is it?
See, now you're
being interesting. Tomato is a fruit.
Everyone thinks tomato is a vegetable. It's a fruit.
We should be on that QI. That's our banter is QI worthy, I reckon.
Hang on, we should ask Sam. I think tomato is a fruit. I'm positive. Should we ask?
I think you're right.
Here we go.
I think
Sam,
you're right.
I think people get it mixed up, and I've looked it up so often.
Tomatoes are fruits that are considered vegetables by nutritionists. A fruit is a ripened flower ovary and contains seeds. You might think of vegetables, but I actually fruit include corn, zucchini, avocado.
We just learned something else. So zucchini's a fruit. I would have said zucchini's a vegetable.
Gosh. Hey, are you seeing this on MasterChef? I don't think so. The people from MasterChef are listening in here because we've opened up a whole world of interest here.
Well, what you need to do is go home and open up your crisper.
Yep.
And your fruit bowl, and we need to separate them all, kids.
Yep.
You know, and then just have arguments and all get on your phone and Google.
Yeah.
Because I would have said zucchini is definitely a vegetable. According to, Sam, zucchini's a fruit. So there you go.
Okay, have we said enough?
I think that's a good idea for our next TV show, Fruit or Vegetable. So just me and you.
Yeah.
And we have a guest on, like Mick Molloy. We go, okay, welcome to Fruit or Vegetable.
Yeah.
Mick, what's this, a fruit or vegetable? And then we just have like 20... Gee, it'd be tedious.
You see Glenn Robinson and David Nielsen show?
Fruit or vegetable.
What the fuck were they thinking? What the fuck?
Even though I'd watch it probably. Yeah. I'd probably enjoy it.
It doesn't, you know what? It doesn't matter what the backdrop is. It's the journey that you take and the people.
Fruit or vegetable.
Fruit or vegetable.
Is that what you turned down, the fruit or vegetable show?
Yeah, we've got to get to that. Okay.
All right. Well, let's have some thinking.
Because I reckon I've nailed this one. I reckon I've nailed it.
I don't know what you get on kidneys.
Is there a clip? No, is there a scene from Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm? I can't think of a quintessential scene for that.
No.
Is there someone who could we get a chef?
Oh yeah, well, you know, I love that show Pie in the Sky, which is a drama, it's not real. And the fat chef played by Richard Griffith, he makes steak and kidney pie all the time, but I can't think of a scene where he talks it through. But that's his signature dish.
Leave it up to Sam. How about you choose a TV chef?
What about a TV chef?
Yeah, you choose your favorite TV chef, and I'll choose my favorite TV chef. And we'll leave it up to Sam, and Sam can decide, see if she can find. Oh, no, I'd go for, come on, Nigella. You'd have to go for Nigella.
Oh, I love Nigella. Yeah, we love Nigella.
Okay, I've got Nigella. Who do you want to take?
Nigella.
No, you can't. Dad, that's not fair. You can't have the both same way.
Look, I really like Maggie Beer.
Oh, that's a good one. I reckon Maggie Beer would have done something with rhubarb.
Yeah.
I have to say,
the best cookbook I've got, because you know when you interview these, like George Calambaris and those guys, and they give you their cookbook,
I've got a few on my shelf.
Yeah, but the one I've really used, and even the kids have used, is Matt Preston's cookbook. Really good, because he's not an actual chef. He's just a punter, isn't he, who likes to cook?
Yeah, so he doesn't use the big highfalutin words.
There's no Witloff or, you know, spatchcock. It's all really good.
There's no bloody tomatoes are vegetables.
No radicchio. But his cookbook is great. Anyway, let's
say. Well, roll the dice on this and see who wins. See who's okay. So you're going to say Matt Preston?
Yeah, I'll say Matt Preston. I'll go Matt Preston, Maggie Beer. I can't make up my mind.
I reckon you got a better chances with Maggie Beer.
Yeah, okay, I'll go Maggie Beer.
And look, we may not know. We have to pick the voice because Maggie Beer might sound like Nigella. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Sam, it's over to you.
If you're as much of a rhubarb addict as I am, you will be weepingly grateful for this fool. It's an old-fashioned English summer and pudding form. Vanilla-scented, rhubarb-rippled, and totally dreamy. The whole point is to have the smoothness of the cream rippled with the tart fruit. You don't want this one pink, homogeneous mousse. And this is the thing which I think makes all the difference. The juices that the rhubarb made when it roasted, I reduced. I'm just going to pour some of this cooled pink goo in. Tastes like boiled sweets. Oh. And then a little gentle filling of glasses. I love how it's feathered with the pink.
Nigella.
Nigella.
Well, that she's lovely, great.
Lovely cream. It sounded good in it. And all that. Could you hear the sound effects? The sound effects were. They must have a special microphone for all the.
That gets close up.
Gets up close when they do it later on. Anyway, rhubarb and cream.
I'm going to have a crack early. I'm going to have a crack and say, yep. I think they're the same. They're the same consistency.
Oh, what? Yeah. Rhubarb and kidneys.
Yeah, and they use rhubarb to practice kidney operations.
Oh. That's exactly what I was going to say, that the fibrous content of rhubarb is similar to kidneys. So if you want to, that they can learn from rhubarb about how kidneys work. So is that what you're saying?
Similar, yeah. I think you're more specific. But anyway, what is the answer?
Rhubarb leaves contain oxalic acid, which can cause buildup in the organs and lead to kidney stones and kidney failure when consumed in high amounts.
Wow.
So I think you said earlier something about the leaves.
Leaves being poisonous. I've heard that before.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, you know, tomatoes come from the poison ivy family. Again, more information. This is in our fruit or vegetable show that's coming up on TV soon.
It's called Fruit and Veg with Dave and Glenn. Fruit and Veg. Is it Fruit and Veg with Dave and Glenn?
Yeah, Fruit and Veg.
With Dave and Glenn.
No, Fruit or Veg. Fruit or Veg.
I would have put an in the middle.
Fruit and Veg.
Okay.
And we just do one vegetable per episode. That's it. One vegetable or fruit. Or maybe one of each. We just go, okay, today we're doing tomatoes.
Well, I don't know. I think you come together at the end and then you decide which is the better one, banana or carrot, and you investigate, you talk to banana growers, then you do carrot, and then at the end...
Oh, yeah, now we have teams. We have teams.
Yeah.
So I've got like banana and I've got on my team, you know, Miff and...
Yeah, yep.
And Kitty, you've got Mick Malloy and Sam Pang, and then we... We go and
so you have to investigate bananas, and I've got to investigate carrots. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then, and who votes what the winner is?
It's by
Adam Hills.
Well, he's not. We're hosting. Oh, is he hosting it? Oh, it's
is it a game show? Oh, it's gone. The meeting's gone.
It's not good. Yeah, no, it's not going to get up.
No, it's not. It's a stupid.
Anyway.
So I've
worked out what you said no to.
Okay, what?
I've worked out... initially I thought it was a new show on ABC called Aftertaste, which is about an angry chef played by that guy from Pack to the Rafters who's a similar age to you or I. And he just looked like you in the paper day. I reckon you could play that character, the chef.
So, I don't know. I don't know that show. Is it a...
It hasn't been on yet. It's on the ABC. It's a sitcom. Okay, so it's not that, but... It's not that, is it?
No.
It's not Aftertaste. Well, no.
And it's not a TV show. This. I don't like to sound like I'm bragging.
Okay.
I think. Okay, go on.
You were asked to be in the vaccination ads.
No. I'm
doing the anti-vac ads with Pete Evans, just me and him. I don't get paid. I'm just getting. Okay. Because you know they
written
are. They're running
Dave
out. Written and spoken by Pete Evans and Dave O'Neill. No, they're bringing out a series of get vaccinated ads with celebrities in them. Apparently,
Oh, gee, so, well, that's interesting.
Like you walking down the street with Magda or something. Hey, it's glad it's Magda. Kids, get vaccinated.
Oh, you know? No, isn't that? No, it's much much tamer than that. Okay.
Is it an ad campaign?
Yeah, it's an ad campaign.
Oh, see?
Mm. Oh, I have to say, okay.
I know. Feed the man meat. You're the new...
No. I do. I have been offered a lot. I've met some meat ads. Yeah, no, sausage lamb ads and meat ads. No. Strap yourself in.
Oh, hang on. Hey. You're not cutting my grass. You're not the face of bowel cancer, are you? You're not the face of fat. You're not the new face of fat.
Oh, I could be better. You're Mr. Superannuation, aren't you?
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Oh, but still, I'm taking your gig.
Hang on. You're not Coles Express. You're not the voice of Coles Express. That was my gig for 5 years. I'm just trying to think of all the gigs that I've done. Okay, so is it a product or an organization or a government thing?
It's a product. Look, can we be bidding?
Oh, okay. I know. Those shoes you wear. No. Poo shoes.
No. Oh, my shoes? Oh, yeah. By the way, Tony from the gym bought a pair. Don't laugh.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put you out of your misery.
Is it a food?
No.
Is it a food?
Oh, jeez. The audience is just going, get on with it. It's not a car. It's personal. Golf. It's up close. It's personal.
Oh.
It's
underpants.
Underpants.
Well, I like the new Pack Rafter. Didn't he do undie ads?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it that I got offered an under. Well, here's how it unfolded.
Hey, underpants or depends. You know what I'm saying? Adult nappies. Well, underpants with a little bit of a cushion in the bottom on them.
Well,
no, so underpants.
I was going to admit, I was quite flattered. I was quite thinking, I was going.
You should have done it. Why wouldn't you do it?
Because who wants to be seen on a billboard in their underpants?
Oh yeah, so you're going to be like
Who wants to go to a store and be in your underpants, standing on a thing at the cash register, and then they showed me who else is. I won't say who else is going to be in it, but they were really, really. One was a model, and one was a really good actor.
Yeah, so the guy from Vikings did a series of underpants ads before he got into Viking acting.
But
the Australian guy who was a model, ex-model.
Yeah, well, see, I mean. Very flattered to be asked. But then, so I'm tossing it around my head. I'm going, should I do it? Maybe. And then I'm getting ready for bed. I'm leaning over. I'm pulling up my boxes and I catch a glimpse. I catch a glimpse in the mirror and I go, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? It's just like, you know, maybe 30 years ago, but no. Sad old.
But you don't, you look good with your shirt.
Oh, no.
You've got not an ounce of fat on you.
No.
But also, they need an older man.
I'm not asking for comment. No, the reason they approached me because I, as I said before on this very podcast, I used to get cast a lot as the everyman. I was average guy. I wasn't Mr. Good Looking. I wasn't Mr. Funny Looking.
You're boy next door.
I'm boy next door. I'm Mr. Average. And that's why.
Who's going to steal your underwear when you're out? Off your line.
So,
I don't know why.
I don't know. Just quietly between you and me. An ad's about to drop. And... I don't know, but you can.
You've been replaced.
Well, maybe they didn't. I'm not going to say who it's for, and I'm not going to say anything else about it. It's just for our somehow related listeners, if they.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Do you think I dodged a bullet?
No, I think you would have been good in an undies ad. Did you have to have your shirt off and everything?
What do you think? How can you do underpants? What, are you going to be like Superman and wear them over your out?
Well, you can wear a singlet, maybe. But,
you can't wear it. You've got to go there. And that's Selena. She goes, what's that thing they can do on computers? Photoshop.
Photoshop.
Photoshop can be your friend. And I'm thinking, Anyway. I'm reluctant.
I'm glad you turned it down because I'm doing it. So
as we get off the podcast, Dave, straight onto the phone.
Like the vodka ad, you know, Woody Allen's routine about the rabbi, the greatest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, where he goes to the rabbi and he's a young comic. He gets offered this vodka ad for $30,000. He go to Jamaica and film with these models. And the rabbi says, no, don't do it. You're a comedian. That's selling out. You should not absolutely not do it. And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes, 3 months later, I turn on my TV and there's that ad. The rabbi's doing it.
Anyway, listen, I've got to go, and I'll tell you why. And this is a bit. I'm going to do. Is it the? It's the Little Dum Dum.
The Little Dum Dum Club.
With Pang. And so Pang, who knows?
Tommy and Carl.
Tommy and Carl, and who knows what's going to happen there. Hope I can bring plate to the table, but I certainly won't
tune in.
I won't be blowing the underpants stuff. That's an exclusive for the.
Can't wait to see. I wonder who's going to get your spot. Some older, good-looking guy.
I'm not going to say he's good-looking, but I'm going to say Mr. Average might get it. You know, I don't know. Who would I like it to be?
Shane Jacobson in your spot.
Well. I'm not going to say anything. I like Shane. I get on well with him. He's a nice guy. I'm not going to say anything bad about
him. Shane Warne. Probably an older sportsman. It could be Warney. It could be like a footballer.
Oh, you're right. You know? It could be like a...
Probably Dipper. Dipper Domenko in your spot.
Yeah.
Or Ash Williams from, I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, well, he's done a bit of modelling. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or Husey. Who knows? We'll wait and see what happens. Pete Hellier. Who knows? Sam Pang. Who knows?
Sorry that I had to share that, but I just, you know.
It's all right. I've been the face of fat. I've been the face of bowel cancer.
You've been the face of fat. Yeah.